Okay, so this is Sugya. This is Sugya 19, the beginning of the Bali Rabbi Matze Sugyas. And the beginning was a little bit confusing, so we're going to go with this Ran. The Ran's question is a little bit confusing, but let's try to say it out. So we have two different psukim in the Torah which speak about the Isser of Bali Rabbi Matze. One of them is Pasuk of Bali Matze, and one of the Pasuk is Bali Rab. So the Pasuk of Bali Matze says like this, Sa'or lo yimatze batechem, shivas yom yisar lo matze batechem. And the way that the Gemara seems to learn out the Pasuk of lo yimatze is lo yimatze is a chumra. Lo yimatze means you can't have it anywhere that is going to seemingly cause you to see it. So even if you don't see it right now, lo yimatze means it's a chumra. It's saying even if I don't see it, it still is a problem. So we're going to call lo yimatze a chumra. Now, there's another pasuk of lo yirelecha chametz v'lo yirelecha se'or. So there's two words there that are going to be kulas for us. This is the kula pasuk. Lo yira'eh. Yira'eh means to see it. If you don't see it, seemingly, it's mutter to have chametz that you don't see. That's what the pasuk of lo yira'eh. And lecha is another kula. The kula of lecha is that if you don't own it, it's going to be mutter. So there's two heterim over here of having chametz. Number one, if you don't see it, it's okay. And number two, if you don't own it, it's okay. So we have two different psukim. Let's go again. So there's lo yimatze, which is bizbal yimatze, which is seemingly a chumra, and bal yira'eh lecha, which is a kula. Now, the Ran quotes the Gemara in our Gemara, which was Pesachim, I think it was Daf Hey Amid Beis, maybe Dalet Amid Beis, I don't remember, where we speak about comparing these two psukim. So the Gemara tells us that when it comes to chametz shel achirim, someone else owns a chametz, so we're confused because we have one pasuk that's a chumra and one pasuk that's a kula. So how does the Gemara reconcile the fact that we have a kula pasuk and a chumra pasuk? It makes a chakira. There's two different types. There's tzvei dinim in chametz that belongs to someone else. There's chametz that belongs to a guy that I have achrayas on, and chametz that belongs to a guy that I don't have achrayas on. If I have achrayas on the chametz, that means that it is more usur, and we're going to connect to the pasuk of lo yimatze, and therefore we're going to be machmer. It's going to be usur, and therefore chametz shel achirim, someone else's chametz that's in that I have achrayas on, I am going to be over the isur I'm going to be over the isur. And if it's chametz shel achirim that I have, but I don't have achrayas on it, we're going to be more meikil, and we're going to say, oh, the pasuk says lo yirel lecha, and chametz that belongs to someone else that you don't have achrayas on is not yours. That's how we understand. So we make a chiluk again between the pasuk of bal yira'eh and the pasuk of bal yimatze, a chiluk to show that one of them is lekula, one of them is lechumra, and that is all by the iser of chametz shel achirim. Now, the Gemara does not speak about another possibility. And the Ran has a problem with this. The other possibility is another type of chametz that should be subject to both the kula of Bal Yira'eh and the chumra of Bal Yimatze. What is this special case? The case of chametz hatamin, hidden chametz. If there's chametz that belongs to, if there's chametz that that I hide, seemingly, since I don't see it, there should be the kula of Bal Yira'eh. It's not seeing. Lo yera, you don't see it, and therefore it should be the kula, and we should be meiko. But also we should be machmir because you own it, and therefore it's a problem of lo yimatze, not because you own it, because it's in your possession. So now the Ran thinks this is the Ran's kasha. This is all just a set of the Ran's one line kasha. The Ran's kasha is why don't we say that there's a difference in chametz atoman? There's chametz atoman that you have achrayas on, and chametz atoman that you don't have achrayas on, or another type of split. For some reason, chametz hataman, hidden chametz, is always chayev. So the Ran asks the simple kasha of why is chametz hataman always chayev? What happened to the pasuk of lo yira elecha? You don't see it. So we should have some sort of situation where chametz that is hidden is going to be mutter. We have a pasuk in the Torah that seems to be a kula. So why don't we apply that pasuk to chametz hataman, to bal yatman, to the hiding chametz? Okay, that's the kasha of the Ran. It's probably the hardest part to share. The kasha of the Ran. You guys followed? Good. So now we have to see how the Ran's going to answer the kasha. So the Ran has two different answers to the kasha. The first answer that the Ran gives is that we're not able to learn lo yira'eh to be a kula. You're right. The pasuk of lecha is a kula that you have to own it. And that works by chametz shel achirim. But when we're dealing with hidden chametz, we need to be machmir, because lo yimatze is megala to us what lo yira'eh means. We thought, in our limited knowledge, that Yira'eh stands alone, and anytime you see the chametz, it's also anytime you don't see the chametz, it's mutter. Kamash Malon, the pasuk of Lo Yimatzeh, tells us the pasuk of Yira'eh doesn't mean seeing. You, in all of our, we're speaking about Hebrew. You know Hebrew because your parents spoke Hebrew when you were a kid and they were trying to hide things from you. So we're saying, you don't know Hebrew. You thought the pasuk of Yira'eh means to see. It doesn't mean to see. It means to be in your, to be around you, to be with you, to be in your possession, whatever Lo Yimatzeh means. And therefore, the pasuk of Lo Yira'eh is not going to be a kula. That is answer number one. What that shows us, which is what we're trying to take out of this whole sugya, is that Baal Yira'eh and Baal Yimatzeh is the same thing. It's the same Isser. Baal Yimatzeh tells us what Baal Yira'eh means, and they work together in unison. I'm calling this together. They work together. As opposed to the second answer of the Ran. The second answer of the Ran. Why aren't we Makil like Baal Yira'eh? The answer is, we are Makil like Baal Yira'eh. There's two different Isserim going on here. In the Chanami, you're over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh if you hide Chametz. You're not over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh if you hide Chametz. You're only over the Isser of Baal Yimatzeh, which is still Usser, so then you can't do Baal Yimatzeh either. But this Ran is telling us a very big Yisod, which is the opposite of the first answer. The first answer was that Baal Yira'eh is affected by Baal Yimatzeh and they work together. Now we're saying Baal Yimatzeh is one Isser, Baal Yira'eh is a different Isser. There are sometimes where you could be Chayiv in one and not Chayiv in the other. And there's sometimes we could be Chayiv in the other and not this one. And they're going to see there are times we could be Chayiv both, but that means you're going to be Chayiv two different Malkios. There's two completely separate Yisurim, like we said already a couple days ago. Maybe this would say there's 614 mitzvahs in the Torah. That's like the way that we would describe it. Because there's another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Lo Yira'eh and the mitzvah of Lo Yimatzeh. Good. Now we're going to take a tour through a bunch of Rishonim and see if these Rishonim, we're going to see three different Rishonim. We're going to see the Rush, the Rashi, and the Rambam. And we're going to see how all of those three Rishonim fit into this Chakira about whether Baal Yira'eh Baal Yimatzeh is one Isser that they works together, or Baal Yira'eh is one Isser, Baal Yimatzeh is a second Isser, and they're two totally separate Isser. So first, let's go to the Rush. The Rush is commenting on the Gemara and Pesachim. These are going to be interesting rishonim because most of them are going to be in Havaminas of the Gemara. The Gemara has a Havamina. It says, I would have thought that Chametz that was made into perurim, which is crumbs. Chametz that's made into crumbs is going to be usher, and I'm going to have to be mevatel it. That's a havamina gemara. That's it. We don't know anything else about the gemara. There's a havamina gemara one-liner that thinks that we have to be mevatel chametz that is crushed up. What is it? Perurim is crumbs. Perurim, crumbs. So if you have crumbs, you're gonna have to. You don't see crumbs. Crumbs are hidden in cracks. They're hidden. They're on the sides of the. You don't see crumbs. So says the Rush, you're going to be over on the Isser of Baal Yira'eh. Uses the word Baal Yira'eh over there. You're going to be over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh even though you don't see these crumbs. That's what the Havamina of the Gemara is. What do you mean you're going to be over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh if you see? You don't see it. You don't see the crumbs. The crumbs are hidden. They're in a crevice. They're in the corner. They're swept up. The answer is, since Lo Yimatzeh tells us what Lo Yira'eh is, therefore we see they work together. And even though you can't see it, Lo Yira'eh doesn't mean you can't see. Lo Yira'eh does not mean seeing. Lo Yira'eh means owning, being with, having in your possession. That is the Shitas HaRush. The Shitas HaRush is going to say that they work together. Again, that's the first answer of the Ran. The next thing we saw was Rashi. Rashi tells us in the Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara and Pesachim on the Mishnah tells us why we have different words. Chaya and Behema and Oph. Well, not really Oph, but Chaya and Behema. And the Gemara has a Hava Amina that we needed to teach that a Chaya is... that you're not allowed to give it to a chaya, because what's a chaya going to do? A chaya is going to take your chametz and hide it. And then, says the Gemara, you're going to be over the isser, seemingly. You're going to be over some sort of isser if the chaya takes your food, your chametz, and hides it somewhere. So says Rashi, this is important, so this is Rashi in the Girsa. This is not the Rashi that we have. This is Rashi in the Girsa in the Masoras HaShas. It's in all of our Gemaras, or in my Gemara, it's in the Masoras HaShas. I don't know what it is in the red ones, but in the brown ones, it's in the Masoras HaShas. And Rashi points out, he says, we'll call it Rashi, that you're right. You can't see this chametz, right? Let's go over one more time. The animal takes the chametz takes the chametz and hides it somewhere. Stomach's probably still in my house, but hides it somewhere. I can't see it. So Rashi says, yeah, you're not over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh. How could you be over the Isser of Baal Yira'eh if you don't see it? The only Isser that you're over is Baal Yimatzeh. So here we see Rashi says, I think it's like Nehi Delo over a Baal Yira'eh. Aval Baal Yira'eh Miha over, something like that. So we see that you could be over the Isser of Bali Matzeh and not be over the Isser of Bali Ra. That is exactly like we were saying, the second answer of the Ran, that Bali Ra and Bali Matzeh work, Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh work separately. They're two different Isserim, it's not the same Isser. That is the second Rishon that we saw. First we saw the Rosh, who's like the first answer, then we saw the Rash, which is like the second answer of the Ran. And now we're going to see the third Rishon, which is the Rambam. The Rambam says that someone who kona chametz on Pesach, we saw this Rambam like 15 times, actually, each sugya has this Rambam, that if you have chametz, and you buy chametz on Pesach, right, okay, we're not speaking about how, about the sheval tassel, the lav hanita klasei stuff, this is just, he says you're over on Bal Yira, you're lokim mishum Bal Yira, u'bal yimotze. And we saw, if you look around also, the Rambam is very clear in a lot of other places also, that you're over on two different Yisroim, there's the Yisro of Bal Yira, and there's the Yisro of Bal Yimotze. So how do we understand you're over on the two Isurim? The Kesef Mishnah tells us it's obvious. Didn't we just spend the entire time speaking about the Ran, the two different answers of the Ran? Clearly the Rambam holds there's two different Isurim. There's Bali Ra, which is separate than Bali Matzeh. And therefore,
who said that?
This is the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, I think, in the Rambam. It says there's Isur Bali Ra and Bali Matzeh. You're going to be over two different Malkus. If you buy Chametz on Pesach, there's two separate Isurim here. Bali Ra and Bali Matzeh. And that is like the second answer of the Ran again. So now we have three different Rishon. We have Rush, Rashi, and the Rambam. The Rush seems to paskin like the first answer of the Ran, and the Rashi and the Rambam seem to paskin like the second answer of the Ran. Last part of the sugya. That was all talking about the connection between Bali Rabbi and Matzeh. Now we're saying, I'll give you a case where those were all saying, you're over on either Bali Ra or Bali Matzeh. Right? And depending on whether we think it's one Isser or two Isser, they're going to have nafkaminas. Now we're saying, let's say you're not over on Bali Ra, and there's also no Yimotzeh. What's a case where you don't own it, and you don't see it? The case of Chametz She'ino Yadua. If you don't even know that you have Chametz in your possession, you don't know that there's Chametz there. So what is the din by Chametz that you don't know if it's there? So we're going to see, we'll call it a four-way machlokas, even though Rabbi Marcus probably, call it a four-way machlokas, because Rabbi Marcus was chashuv anyways. So there's a four-way machlokas on how to understand chametz that you don't know about. Chametz she'ein yadua. Again, the connection was chametz she'ein yadua is basically the same thing as chametz hatamon. It's just one step more mutter. This is even more mutter. So let's see. So we have a Tosfos on Daf Chaf Aleph, which we already spoke about. This is the sugya where the chaya takes and hides the chametz. The Tosfos says over there, it's mutter. Chametz that you can't see, chametz that you don't know about is completely, completely mutter. Right? Otherwise, why would the Chai? The Chai took it away. I don't know about this with Chametz anymore. So for sure, Mutter Legamre. But why is it Mutter? Because it's not Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. The Tosfos thinks it's a complete mafkia of the Isser Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. There is no Isser anymore. And we're going to see why that matters in a second, because the Ran is saying the same thing. He paskins the same halach. He says, when you have Chametz She'ein Yadua, it's Mutter Legamre. Why is it Mutter Legamre, though? Because, I mean, you did it. You have Chametz in your possession. Lamaisa, you should be over the Isser. But what are you supposed to do? Ones rachmana patre. Rabbi didn't say it with those words, but that's possibly what he meant. Ones rachmana patre. That when you do something, you do an Isser, you don't know about it. How? What am I supposed to do about the fact that I have chametz that I don't know about? I tried to do all of what I tried to do everything that I could. I even did tashbisu, but we're going to ignore that line for now because that's going to make us confuse the Rabbi Marcus. But I did everything I could do. So what are you telling me that I'm over the Isser by Yerovay Matzeh? I don't know. I don't have any connection to this chametz. It's ones rachmana patre. That's what the Ran says. And therefore, the Ran and Tosfos are saying the same halacha, that it's mutter to have chametz she'ein yadua. The chametz she'ein yadua is an usher, but for different reasons. And we're going to say the nafkamina between the Ran and the Rambam is if you didn't do bedika. The Ran says the whole point is that I did something, right? I did all that I could, and I still am over this or by Rabbi. Let's say it can't be. But let's say you didn't do everything that you could do. Let's say you were lazy, and you just didn't know there was chametz in your backyard, and now you find there's chametz in your backyard. The Ran says, well, you didn't do everything you could do. This isn't Onur Shechman Apatri, this is Peshia. So therefore, it's a big problem for the Ran. But Tosfos says, what do you mean? If you don't know it's there, it's not there. There is no Isser Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh, and therefore, even if you didn't do Bedika, what are you supposed to, well, even though you didn't do Bedika, there's no Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh over here, and therefore, you're completely off the hook. When you find it, you should probably burn it. But when you find it, you should burn it. But beforehand, there was no over the Isser Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. Now we're going to say Rabbi Marcus's understanding of the Ran. We explain the Ran as, what are you supposed to do? We saw the words in the Ran, chazaka, right? That there's a chazaka that since I made sure there was no chametz here on Erev Pesach, for sure there still is no chametz here, I did everything that I could. So whether you want to call it, Rebbe called it a chazaka, the Ran called it a chazaka, it works together. The chazaka continues on with the onus. It's basically an onus. What are you supposed to do? I did everything that I could. It's bechezkas mutter, and it's continuing on to be mutter. But Rabbi Marcus didn't focus on the words of chazaka. Rabbi Marcus focused on the words tashbisu. He said, I did the mitzvah. For some reason, Rabbi Marcus says that the mitzvah of tashbisu makes it mutter for me to have this chametz. Since I did the mitzvah of tashbisu, no longer am I over the isser of Bali Rabbi Matzah anymore. But, like we're saying, like with an afamina, if I didn't do the mitzvah of tashbisu, I didn't do bedika, I didn't do tashbisu, so now this is going to be a big problem. And therefore, he's just like the Ran. Okay, so this is Rabbi Marcus's understanding of the Ran. There's three different ways to understand what chametz she'enu yadua is, and that it's going to be mutter, but for three different reasons. Now we're going to give the fourth reason, which is the, yeah. He was giving a pshat in the Ran. Yeah, our focus on the Ran was more about the words chazaka, and that, like, there's nothing I could do, as opposed to Rabbi Marcus, who's more focusing on like, I did the mitzvah, and therefore, like, there's nothing else to, like, it's similar, because they're talking about the same Rishon. Rabbi Marcus was explaining the Ran, but he's saying, like, I did the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and that takes away by Rabbi Amatzeh. Now, we're going to see the Tur. The Tur is going to argue with all of them. The Tur says that it's usher. Pater aval aser, but it's aser, chametz, she'in yadua is aser. Why? Because it's the same thing as doing any aveir b'shogeg. Just like if I do aveir b'shogeg, I'm chayv achatas, and I'm not allowed to do aveir b'shogeg. I can't say, oh, I did a b'shogeg, and therefore I'm off the hook. No, you did a problem. If you do an aveir b'shogeg, that's going to be a big problem. And therefore, the Torah says, we quoted him in the Magen Avraham, that it's going to be aser. Then we ask the question, and we're going to end off with a little bit of lamdus, a little bit of a side point in lamdus, but we'll finish it off like this. Isn't Chametz she'enu yadua, not shogeg. Shogeg means I know that I'm doing this action, but or shogeg, there's a little bit of yadia involved with the shogeg, right? Shogeg either means I forgot that it's aser, or it means that I forgot what day it was, right? So like on Shabbos, I forgot that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, or I forgot that today was Shabbos, I thought today was Sunday. But this seems to be misasik. I didn't know that I had chametz there in the first place. Misasik is a lesser level of yadia. I had no idea that I had chametz. So the kash isn't this misasik. Having chametz in my rishus, she'eni yadua, should be misasik. So then why does the Tur call it b'shogeg? So we gave two different answers. We gave Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer, and we gave the Nesivus' answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, yes, there is a heter of misasik, only by Shabbos, though. There is no heter of misasik in the rest of the Torah. And therefore, are we speaking about Shabbos over here? No, we're speaking about chametz. Chametz does not have the heter of misasik. And therefore, there is no misasik over here. So what is it? I don't know. It's shogeg. We're going to call it a shogeg. It can't be misasik, so it must be b'shogeg. Answer number one. Answer number two is a nesivus, but we actually said it the opposite way in shir, so if you're confused in your notes, Benny, that's why, because we said the nesivus first, but I thought it made better. Okay. Now the nesivus says, this should be a case of misasik. Why should this be a case of misasik? Because it's a lesser level of yediyah than a shogeg. So then why over here do we say that it's shogeg and not misasik? Why do we say shogeg and not misasik? Because the Nesiva says that misasik applies outside of Shabbos. So if misasik applies outside of Shabbos, then it should apply here by chametz also. Answers the Nesivos, yeah, but misasik has to be that you're doing a maisa without knowledge. But you have to be doing a maisa first. What do we know about Bali Rabbi Matzah? There's no maisa in Bali Rabbi. Whatever you say about Tashbisu, maisa, no maisa, that doesn't make a difference. Bali Rabbi Matzah, there's for sure no maisa. It's an isser, it's a lav shame of maisa. And when you don't have a maisa involved, then how on earth are you supposed to be misasik? Misasik is when you turn the light switch on because you accidentally bumped into it. But you have to accidentally bump into it. You have to do a maisa. There is no maisa about Bali Rabbi Matzah, and therefore it's not subject to misasik. Since it's not subject to misasik, we have to fall back to shogeg and say that it's fatar of a lesser. Good. So that is the sugya. Again, there's two different parts of the sugya. There's the comparison between the pasuk of Bla'i Rabbi Yematzeh and how that has an effect on Chametz HaTamun. And we saw this, the two ways of understanding the Ran. That one, you could say Bla'i Rabbi is the same thing as that they work together. And number two, you could say that they work separately. You saw three different Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rashi, and the Rambam. And then we saw, what about Chametz She'eni Yadua? We saw that there was a machlokas about why that would be mutter. And we even saw that the Torah is going to say that it's aser. Okay.